What additional advice could you give anybody who wants to make a career and maybe even produce an album independently, as you have done?
I think everybody walks their own path, and I could give some advice, but it's so patterned on my life that it might be biased. I think that what's important is to know in your gut that you're making the right decisions for yourself. When I look back on things, if I was making a choice that was going against the little tiny voice inside who was not so happy with that choice, it ended up being a disaster. And if I was going for something that felt like intuitively this is right, yeah, people think I'm crazy, yes, this is difficult, I'm butting heads, people aren't supporting me, and I, you know, of course, take into consideration some moderation, but overall, that was really rewarded in the end. It's that quiet voice inside that you must heed. That's first, and everybody is different. That being said, like generalities, if you're going into music, educate yourself. Don't just be an ignorant person who just sings. Like, learn an instrument. Learn an instrument. Learn how to talk about music so you can articulate to a band what you want. I think you should listen to different kinds of music. You should listen to what the drummer is doing, the bass player, the guitar player. You should be able to pick out each instrument as you listen so that you think like a musician and you can articulate what you need. I'd also try to educate oneself a little bit about production, a little bit about engineering. I mean, these days, in the Pro Tools home studio age, you need to have a little bit of that, a little bit about the music business, and then with that kind of grab bag, go forward and be unique, be yourself. Homogenizing oneself doesn't, we don't need more of the same. We want something special. We want something unique. So I think that's when music gets really interesting, is when people bring their unique self to the table.
What would you most like to communicate to your fans as you bring your unique self to the table with Raven?
Well, after the hiatus of 7 years not being in the business, which is a near-death experience in pop music business, by the way, I've periodically wondered who's still around. And I've been popular and I've been unpopular. I've been lambasted for things. I've been decorated for things. And those folks who are still caring and with me on the path, you don't know how much I love you. I love you, and I'm really dedicated to you, and you inspire me. And I guess that's what I want to say, is that I really love the folks that are with me in the long run. So thank you. That's what I want to say, is thank you.
You and I have been listening to singer and songwriter Paula Cole. Look for her first independently produced album, Raven, available next Tuesday, April 23rd. You can find out more on her website, paulacole.com, and find out more about her tour dates. She's performing 2 dates in California, and she'll be in Thousand Oaks on May 12th.